DraftBellavia.com is asking Western New Yorkers who want to see service member David Bellavia run for Congress to submit their email addresses and zip codes. The website also lays out Bellavia's stance on standard campaign issues from tax reform to healthcare and immigration. But Bellavia has nothing to do with the website, according to his former campaign manager, Michael Caputo.
Well, I know David well. A lot of this is based on the 2012 website. Many of the issues haven't changed. And after speaking to David on a regular basis for 7 years after that, I know exactly where he stands.
Caputo says he put the website together with a team of other Western New Yorkers representing counties across the region. Legally, Bellavia can't be involved because he's currently serving a tour of active duty with the U.S. Army. And the Hatch Act prohibits active military personnel from getting involved in partisan politics. Plus, Caputo says it's a 50-50 chance that Bellavia will actually end up running in 2020.
If David Bellavia decides to run for Congress, he needs to have a virtual campaign already set up. He needs to have, you know, a list of supporters. He needs to understand where his donations will come from. That's what a draft is for.
There's also a chance the highly decorated service member from Buffalo could aim even higher than Congress.
Congress might be shooting low for David Bellavia. He enjoys his time in the United States Army, enjoyed it before, he's enjoying it now. And he may choose to just pass by this. You know, Teddy Roosevelt took the Medal of Honor all the way to the White House.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.